Hey, Gnomies. Before you argue with family and friends about politics while giving thanks for a turkey that's drier than my sense of humor, it's time to vote for the film you want to be the November Gnome Flix movie. Don't reach for that wishbone without letting me tickle your funny bone with these comedy contenders. And the nominees are the edgy comedy mystery, The Overnight, the British dramedy, Man Up, and the R-rated comedy, Fun Mom Dinner. Check out the trailers for all three movies on YouTube and give the Gnomeflix Movie Club a shout-out on your podcast. Then call in to vote for the movie you want to see during the next live virtual screening, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, November 24th, where we'll all be commenting on the movie Mystery Science Theater style, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific, on the social audio app Lemur. And when the movie ends, the live group discussion about it begins here on Anchor. Again, the nominees are The Overnight, Man Up, and Fun Mom Dinner. So before the evil jack-o'-lanterns who threaten to use their candles to burn all our homes to the ground get rounded up and sentenced to death by pie, join the November Movie Night Fun. And remember, at the Gnomeflix Movie Club, the pilgrim hats filled with fire-cracked maize, i.e. popcorn, are on you. Click here to see the official movie trailer for The Overnight. Click here to see the official movie trailer for Man Up. Click here to see the official movie trailer for Fun Mom Dinner. It's time for the weekend box office countdown, brought to you by Movie Gnome, and we start from the bottom up. The Hate U Give is in a love-hate relationship with number 10. Gerard Butler's Hunter Killer is about to be killed off the countdown after falling from last week's 5 to number 9. Goosebumps 2 Haunted Halloween got the fun size candy scared out of it by number 8. Smallfoot just kicked it up a notch from last week's 8 to number 7. Marvel's Venom sinks its razor sharp teeth into number 6. I bet Venom's dental floss budget is crazy. Good thing he's still making that Marvel money. Jamie Lee Curtis's Halloween 2018 lost its death grip on number 1, but Jamie is still killing it at number 5. Lady Gaga's A Star Is Born is finally turning into a falling star, dropping from last week's 2 to number 4. Tiffany Haddish is nobody's fool because her movie by the same name enters the top 10 at number 3, the same week her movie Night School fell off of the top 10 to number 12. Damn, Tiffany, give another comedian a chance to be on the countdown. By the way, Tiff, what did you think of the screenplay I sent you where Meryl Streep plays a wisecracking assassin who's trying to kill you until she finds out that you're the baby she gave up for adoption 30 years ago? If you sign on to this project, Oscar nominations for both of you are a lock. Text me, TH. Disney's The Nutcracker and the Four Realms just got kicked in the sugar plums by Freddie Mercury, only debuting at number 2. And finally, after putting its box office competition under pressure, making over $50 million in its opening weekend, the Freddie Mercury biopic Bohemian Rhapsody is singing We Are the Champions at number 1. If you've seen any of the movies on this week's countdown, call in a review and give it 1 to 5 gnomes. Thanks for listening to the weekend box office countdown, brought to you by Movie Gnome.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.